B-Pod Studios.
Now, Bizarre. WMMR presents Bizarre. Kristen and Steve's Bizarre File.
A neighborhood is on edge after one of their neighbors went on a violent spree, allegedly throwing fecal matter, breaking down a fence and barricading himself inside his home. Eventually, the bomb squad and the SWAT team were called out, and he was taken into custody.
Where do these people get this instant access to fecal matter?
The ordeal was all captured on video. According to David Baird, he said, "I told him if you break through this fence, I'm going to have to shoot you." Now, David Baird had his gun in hand after his neighbor, John Stafford, was allegedly trying to break down their shared fence by using a Roomba vacuum cleaner.
Yes. Okay.
He was propelling the Roomba vacuum cleaner into the fence?
Yes, and he was trying to break it. So he said, Baird said, "I was scared for my family." He and his wife and his kids were huddled inside their home after a 12-hour ordeal with the man next door. He said he threw fecal matter out from his driveway onto our yard.
That's where we keep our fecal matter.
Eventually, the SWAT team and the bomb squad and their robot were called out. Baird and his neighbors stayed up late to capture it all on video. Now, Stafford, this guy, barricaded himself inside his home while making several calls to police. He dialed 911. There's video of the dispatcher saying, 911, what is the location of your emergency? And then Stafford says, "I would like to report a dick bag." He said, "Sir, you'd like to report a what?" He said, "A dick bag." And then the dispatcher said, "Can you speak like an adult, please, and tell me what situation
a penis bag
you're having me?" And he said, "Did you hear me?" So dispatchers took 6 911 calls from him in all. He had said, "I'm going to run you guys into the effing ground."
Hmm.
Okay, have a nice night, the dispatcher said. Stafford's night was about to end in handcuffs. Negotiators were in the street trying to lure him outside. Eventually, they had to release canisters of pepper spray in to get him out. Police are still trying to figure out why he was in such a violent state.
And you said this guy was a yoga instructor?
He is in the county jail facing a complaint of planning an act of violence. No, I have no idea what he does for a living. That's
crazy.
How about this bit for crazy? A Massachusetts man who was being attacked by two pit bull dogs was accidentally killed by a neighbor who tried to help.
Oh!
Wait till you hear what happened. Police were called for a reported mauling in progress. Officers and a canine unit arrived at an apartment to find two mature pit bulls engaging in a volatile confrontation. The two dogs then turned their attack onto the officers, who ended up using their department-issued weapons to kill the animals. Police then found a man with a crossbow injury dead inside the apartment and a child in a nearby room unharmed. Now, listen to how this happened. Investigators believe the neighbors heard the commotion inside the apartment. They called police and then entered the apartment in hopes of saving the man. Police say the neighbor got a crossbow, shot it at the dogs. One arrow struck one dog. It went through the dog, went through the door, and hit the man who was being mauled.
Oh, my God.
Police say that the man was trying to barricade himself from the attack when he was struck and killed by the crossbow. The man's death is being considered accidental. And
the guy's going to feel like hell, though.
Yeah, the neighbor described the DA's office as a good Samaritan. He is working with authorities. That's pretty messed up, yeah. All right, this is just funny. A 21-year-old man in England had to be rescued from a child's high chair after his friends made him a bet that he couldn't fit in it. It took three people who were all laughing uncontrollably to pull Jamie Brahma out of the chair at the McDonald's. Jamie was at the shopping center with his pals to watch the film 1917, but the group had arrived 2 hours early, so they went to the food court to kill some time before the film started. Jamie's pal Luke said that he would buy him a strawberry milkshake from McDonald's if he could fit into the high chair.
Seems a worthy effort.
Jamie went for it, but he ended up getting stuck, much to the delight of his mates who were on hand to film the moment. Luke said he was thirsty, didn't have much money, so I said I'd buy him a strawberry milkshake if he would fit in the high chair. He said he could fit in easily, and it took three people to get him out. Two security guards came over and had to pull him on the bottom of the chair while I pulled him out by his arms. It was hilarious. We couldn't stop laughing. The security guards told us off and said that we were on our last warning, but they also couldn't stop laughing.
This is like the story you had about the woman who got her fingers caught in the shopping cart.
Yes.
Just to see if she could stick her fingers in and got stuck.
Yep. All right. How about this one? This is funny because it was an email. There's not much to the story, but I did like it. While many TV stations are focused intently on the February ratings book, Sinclair's WCIV Charleston is dealing with a much bigger problem. Apparently, there are boogers on the wall of the men's bathroom.
We've had that.
We had it
in the men's room by the left latrine.
But the GM, what's funny about this is somebody got a hold of a memo that the GM put out.
Yeah.
Margaret Nelms is her name. She sent it out to the staff, and it's written as follows. It has come to our attention that the men's bathroom is not being kept neat between cleanings. There appears to be boogers on the wall. Every employee and our clients benefit from having a clean, sanitary environment to work in. Please help us provide that environment by keeping the office bathroom clean. And then she ends it with, wow, I never thought that I would have to write a memo like this. And then somebody had apparently written back or responded to it. A woman in the office said, all the women are laughing because it happened in the men's room.
In the men's room, yeah. Yeah. Well, what is that thing where you... The need to
wipe your snot on the wall.
I think they're flicking it, probably. And yeah, it's going on the walls. Oh, but you can flick it into the toilet.
Yes.
Well, the same place where your piss and poop goes.
But did it stop here after we talked about it?
I don't remember.
Yeah. Well, for the longest time, there was some sort of like Art Deco installation.
Well, that's the thing. I thought you guys described it as sort of like a collection. So flicking it would not make sense unless they were purposely flicking it in the same spot every damn day.
Mm-hmm. Maybe. It's possible.
You guys are disgusting.
These people are just gross.
Yep.
93.3 WMMR. Audio on demand.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
It's the Bizarre File podcast.
Let's see. A flight headed to Jamaica on Monday was rerouted back to Toronto because a man falsely claimed that he had recently visited China. And, of course, the coronavirus outbreak originated, and he was claiming he had the coronavirus.
So my guess is he hadn't visited China.
That's right. James Potok, a 28-year-old aspiring rapper from Vaughan, Ontario, stood up on the WestJet flight from Toronto to Montego Bay and told passenger he had just returned from Hunan province. The flight, which had 243 passengers on board, was diverted back to Toronto about 2 hours after taking off.
And I have a thermos full of bat soup.
When it landed, Potok was escorted off wearing a blue face mask and disposable gloves. A passenger said to him as he was leaving, that was a good one. We could have been in the sun by now.
They waited 2 hours.
Yeah.
They were in Florida.
Yeah, I don't know why he... Wait, no, they were in Toronto.
Yeah, but they had to turn around from Florida, go all the way back up to Toronto. They were halfway to Jamaica at this point.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, he's so funny.
That's hilarious.
Yeah. So maybe there was a thing they had to get him back into the country.
Preston, the lights weren't with them.
Oh, okay. So anyhow, he said, Potok, whose stage name is Potok Philippe. Mm-hmm. Filmed himself.
That's a rapper name.
Making the announcement in hopes of getting publicity online. His phone, on which his video of the offending announcement is saved, is being held by police. The rapper said that he warned the people sitting in his row that he was going to make somewhat of a statement before he carried out his stunt. He said he told passengers shortly after that it was a joke. About 10 minutes later, flight attendants wearing masks and gloves came to move him away from other passengers. He was instructed to put on gloves and a mask as well.
That's a funny joke.
Once quarantined, he realized he'd made a mistake and was sympathetic to people on the flight who seemed to be getting antsy as they wondered what was going on. He ended up stating later on, it seems as though my actions ruined the flight and vacation for almost 250 people.
Buy my album.
Dan Kane lives in Twinsburg, Ohio, and was expecting a statement about his daughter's student loan. When he showed up at the post office, he was informed that his mail wouldn't fit through the front door. He went around to the back, and he found that there were more than 55,000 identical statements about the loan sent from College Avenue Student Loans.
55,000?
Yes.
Wow.
And the organization has since blamed the incident on a glitch in their mailing system.
Did you get our message?
And says that it's working with Kane on a solution. including picking up the mail from him, if possible, and a statement credit for the invoice.
You're only supposed to get $30,000.
Kane says that he might start a bonfire and burn all the letters and do something with them. Let's see. A gentleman called Paras Shah, Citigroup's head of high-yield bond trading for Europe, the Middle East, and Africa. So we're talking about a high-level executive.
Yeah, yeah.
Was removed from his position late last month. The bank suspended him following allegations he had been stealing sandwiches from the company cafeteria.
They removed him from that power position because he's pilfering sandwiches?
Yeah.
What kind of sandwiches are we talking about?
It was from the headquarters in London, and it's estimated that Shaw was receiving a seven-figure salary at the time of the crimes. Oh,
they were peanut butter and mayonnaise sandwiches.
Oh, is that what it was? Man, my mom loves
delicacy,
those.
Yeah.
He has declined to comment, but A, what are you doing stealing sandwiches?
Yeah.
You make a million.
Of course.
You make millions.
But still.
And then there you go. They got to let him go. Two men were arrested in Florida after troopers say they found a not-so-conspicuous bag filled with illegal drugs. The Florida Highway Patrol said that they arrested two alleged drug traffickers after troopers pulled them over and found drugs in a bag that was labeled bag full of drugs.
Did you see the picture?
Yes.
It's hilarious. It actually looks like it's professionally done.
It happened in the Florida Panhandle after troopers pulled the vehicle over for speeding. The FBI post, the Facebook post from the police department said, Santa Rosa canine deputies recently assisted FHP on a traffic stop on I-10 where a large amount of narcotics were discovered. Note to self. Do not traffic your illegal narcotics in bags labeled bag full of drugs. Our canines can read.
Thanks for listening to Preston and Steve's Bizarre File podcast. Go to PrestonandSteve.com, click on demand for full show podcasts, and to subscribe so you never miss an episode.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.